Welcome to Mind and Movement, getting smart about how you move. I'm Hazel. Thanks for joining me for another Move Note. Today, the book we are talking about is Natural Posture for Pain-Free Living, The Practice of Mindful Alignment by Kathleen Porter. The key points we're going to talk about today are exercise or alignment, which will reduce your pain and which will enhance your biological function. The answer is kind of both, but we're going to go with alignment. Natural human movement, this is idea number two, it's better than exercise. Number three, aligned bones equals easy movement. Are your bones or your muscles holding you up? Hopefully it's your bones. The best movement teachers are babies. This is key point number four. Flexibility, it's not about stretching. That's key idea number five. Number six, fitness versus health. Is your fitness compromising your health? And the last key idea is, are you weight bearing or just carrying around weights? Hopefully you are weight bearing. This is a really cool book. So let's start with a quote from Kathleen. She says, quote, I have been privileged to have worked with many people who have shown me how readily chronic pain can be relieved by relearning how to align their bones and engage in the deepest core of internal support. The emphasis is on relearning because this alignment is what most of us first discovered as well-developing babies and toddlers. Many people have experienced total recovery from long-standing problems after a long list of other approaches failed to bring lasting relief. This was true even in instances where people had been told they needed surgery to correct the problem in their backs, knees, or hips. End quote. So if all of my clients had natural posture and mindful alignment, then none of them would need my help. This is a wonderful book by Kathleen Porter. It reminds us that health and ease of movement is attainable and available. However, as we assume the positions forced on us by Western culture, our bodies struggle to keep our natural alignment. So, what is the solution to this painful problem created by a huge lack of movement and repetitive positioning, such as stretching? The answer is exciting and simple. Natural human movement. What exactly is natural human movement and how do we go about getting it? Well, first we must restore our alignment with understanding and corrective exercises. Then we take our better aligned bodies and move more. Then we repeat this process of restoring our alignment and moving more over and over again with ever increasing alignment understanding and more movement in natural environments. We can begin to reclaim the bodies that would have been ours if we had moved for a lifetime in our natural environment. From my perspective, it is great to know that there are books like this out there. Kathleen Porter has done a magnificent job of explaining why so many of us struggle to be in natural alignment. She then shows us how to learn how to inhabit our bodies or use our bodies in a way that eliminates the need for chronic tension in the muscles. I really enjoyed exploring all the movements in the book, and my body feels better because of it. Here's another quote. Quote, remarkably, the most common cause of tension and pain in the body, postural misalignment, is thoroughly misunderstood by almost everyone in technologically advanced places in the world. It turns out that our widely accepted belief about what constitutes good posture is based on faulty information that leads to much of the pain we experience. This mistaken view is so widespread in our society and so thoroughly entrenched in our bodies and our minds that it pervades almost every system of exercise, almost every belief about fitness, and many of the messages we receive from doctors and other health professionals, exercise teachers, and sports coaches. End quote. This is unfortunately true. We have a weird view of what good posture is. For this reason, Katie Bowman likes to use the word alignment instead of posture. She says that posture is about what you look like, and in Western culture, we have some weird ideas about what looks good. A lot of what we think looks good is actually poor alignment. Alignment is all about how your body works. Do you want to understand how your body works or just force it into positions that for some reason have cultural value? I hope you are interested in understanding alignment and how your body actually works. That brings me to the first key idea, which is exercise or alignment. Quote, It can be startling to discover that exercise, in and of itself, and in spite of its obvious benefits, is seldom the solution for this kind of pain over the long run. In fact, because exercise can reinforce and embed unhelpful patterns of movement, it can, and often does, cause the pain in the first place. Eventually, we all pay the price if our bones have not been able to do the job of supporting us throughout the years. End quote. So exercise is not the flip side of the sedentary coin. Natural alignment and natural human movement are. I've worked with hundreds of people who are frustrated because they are doing all the right exercises but still feel a significant amount of pain in their bodies. Yes, it can be, quote, startling to discover that exercise in and of itself and in spite of its obvious benefits is seldom the solution for this kind of pain over the long run, end quote. But if you have poor movement and alignment habits, you will take them into any movement that you do unless you take the time to find out how to correctly align your body in gravity. Another quote from Kathleen, quote, "It is not a matter of what we do, but how we do it that determines the long-term consequences. Real fitness merges mechanical alignment that is supported by deep core strength. Strength at the core allows everything else to relax." End quote. So have you got a hard, ripped six-pack? It's super interesting to me to see how we have all been culturally conditioned into thinking that the six-pack is the savior of the back. Got a sore back? Then beef up your abs. No. Unfortunately, it's not as simple as that. In fact, I know people with ripped abs and severe back pain. So how do we go about getting deep core strength that supports our bones and allows us to be pain-free? We do natural human movement, that's what. Which brings me to the very next key idea, which is, what is natural human movement? Quote, "Exercise has many obvious benefits. It burns calories, reduces body fat, lowers blood pressure, combats depression, increases bone density, and detoxifies the body, amongst other good things. For all these features, exercise is also responsible for millions of injuries each year that include bulging or herniated discs, sciatica, rotator cuff injuries, torn ligaments, joint impingement, bursitis and tendinitis, and strains and sprains, to name only some of the problems. Exercise for some people results in chronic pain and orthopedic surgeries, such as hip and knee repair and replacement." I'm going to follow that with another quote, quote, "In the same way that we have come to understand in recent years that the healthiest food is natural food, as opposed to processed nutrient empty food, we must now recognize that the healthiest way to inhabit the body is the natural way, one that honors the design for comfortable, easy movement that is pain-free." End quote. Exercise is the invention of a sedentary society. We invented exercise because we worked out that we weren't moving much. Modern hunter-gatherers such as the Chimane never exercise, yet they have some of the best heart health in the world. You won't find them taking yoga classes or going to the gym. They don't exercise, but they do move, and walking is how they get a lot of their movement. They walk to get life done, not to reap the benefits of walking, but they reap those benefits regardless of their intention. The average American adult takes only 5,000 steps a day. Compare that to the 17,000 taken by a Chimane adult. Walking is perhaps the most fundamental human movement, and modern humans are not walking much at all. Walking helps blood and lymph to move around the body with ease. Walking therefore boosts your immune system. Walking in good alignment loads your body more than sitting, and so walking will boost your bone density. Instead of exercising, ask yourself this question: how can I get in some natural human movement today? And while you are moving more naturally, how about striving to learn what good alignment is? That brings me to the next key point, which is aligned bones equals easy movement. Quote, "We often make the mistake of thinking that muscles and other soft tissues do most of the work of holding us up. This is only true when bones are misaligned and muscles are forced into an exaggerated state of tension to compensate for the lack of correct skeletal alignment. Misunderstanding the role played by bones as the underlying framework of support is behind many bodybuilding and strength training regimes designed to build the muscle strength required to hold us up. In spite of the supporting role that muscles do actually play, except for the deep core that we will discuss in the next chapter, the primary function of skeletal muscle is to move bones. For this, a muscle must be elastic, able to contract on command, and free from excessive tension, able to relax. End quote. Are your muscles long and limber or short and full of tension? Do your bones hold you up and distribute the forces and loads created by gravity? Or are your bones out of correct natural alignment? Do you have an anteriorly thrusted or shifted pelvis? Many of us in the Western world do, and this is compressing our lumbar spines, tucking our pelvises under, keeping our psoas in a state of tension, and thrusting our rib cages. This means we have muscles that are chronically in a state of tension, and so we become sore. The number one tip anyone can give you to help your alignment is to back up your pelvis. To do this, you must stand with your weight in your heels. If someone was to take a photo of you from the side, your femur should be vertical, not tilting forward, and the weight of the pelvis should be above the big weight-bearing calcaneus bone in the foot, which is your heel bone. Back up your pelvis. If you don't understand what I'm getting at, get an alignment or a movement professional to help you out. Here's another quote. Quote, "A common characteristic of people who live in their bodies in a naturally aligned way is the ease and freedom of their movements, even when they are performing physically challenging tasks." End quote. This quote reminds me of Moshe Feldenkrais and his great book, Awareness Through Movement. Here is that quote from Moshe. Quote, "It follows that any posture is acceptable in itself as long as it does not conflict with the law of nature, which is that the skeletal structure should counteract the pull of gravity, leaving the muscles free for movement. The nervous system and the frame develop together under the influence of gravity in such a way that the skeleton will hold up the body without expending energy despite the pull of gravity. If, on the other hand, the muscles have to carry out the job of the skeleton, not only do they use energy needlessly, but they are prevented from carrying out their main function of changing the position of the body, that is, of movement." That's Moshe Feldenkrais from Awareness Through Movement. And that very much leads us to the next key idea. The best movement teachers are babies. Quote, "For those of us who have forgotten how to live in our bodies in a naturally aligned way, which includes almost all of us in technologically advanced places, babies become our teachers. This is because healthy children instinctively teach themselves how to turn over, sit up, crawl, stand, and walk by applying the most basic rules of physics and engineering. If we observe the way babies live in their bodies, we can see how a body is intended to work before it develops unnatural habits that are due to physical and emotional trauma, as well as living in a culture that misunderstands how bodies work." End quote. Babies must gain head control before they can roll. They must do lots of rolling and creeping to gain strength before they can sit. They must learn to sit before they will have the strength to crawl. They must crawl to gain the strength to squat and walk. Each movement pattern is developing strength in the muscles and wiring up the nervous system so that it is capable of firing complex movement patterns. If you need to learn how to move well again, going through the developmental movement patterns can be very useful. We are now interfering with babies' movement development in so many ways that it is not surprising that there are developmental delays happening in our children. And it's not just delays in movement development. Delays in developmental movement patterns results in delays in the wiring of the brain. If you are lucky to have a baby in your life, please do as little as possible to interfere with their natural development. Give them room to move and don't put them in any kid-carrying devices or chairs that hold them up when they aren't strong enough to do it themselves. Give them a wide open space and a few things of interest to capture their attention and watch them move. If you're game, get down on the floor and copy them and rewire your movement patterns while you're at it. Okay, the next key idea is flexibility. Quote, naturally aligned people have become such a rarity in our part of the world that misalignment has become the new normal. We no longer know what natural looks like. Seldom do we recognize how we ourselves and those around us have veered off the axis and adopted a wide assortment of compensating stances, none of which support the body in a natural and ultimately healthy way. End quote. Misalignment is not normal. It is not normal for a human body to be out of alignment with itself and the world around it. However, now it is so common that we think it's normal. When we look around and see everyone else with anteriorly shifted pelvises and posteriorly tilted rib cages, we think that what is common must be normal, but it's far from normal. Most of us are struggling when it comes to our alignment, and many of us think that we are poorly aligned because we don't do enough stretching. Let's hear what Kathleen has to say about that. Quote, natural flexibility is always available to us as a byproduct of living in a body that is structurally aligned. Muscles that are attached to aligned bones are inherently flexible, free of tension, and able to do their primary job of moving bones without effort or strain. This concept runs counter to many messages related to health and fitness in our culture, but a look at the men pictured here reveals an easy flexibility that is only possible from the natural dynamic interplay between aligned bones and elastic muscles. Such flexibility is never regained in a lasting way by stretching, but instead comes from promoting free range of motion in joints by moving naturally in all that we do all day long. End quote. Natural human movement is what we are missing, and it's what will restore our movement capabilities, including our flexibility. A literal reminder here that strength, stability, power, speed, and flexibility are all concepts made up by humans. In nature, there is only movement, and you either do a lot of it or you don't. If you want to restore your flexibility, stretching may help because it's movement, but natural human movement is what will help you to restore the ranges of motions of your joints. To be able to move in a certain way, you must move in that way. The only reason that you can no longer do a movement that you could do in the past is because you have not done it for a long time. Start practicing the movement or part of the movement again, and soon enough you will be able to do it. Remember to transition wisely. Okay, the next key idea is fitness versus health. Quote, the meaning of the word fitness needs to be refined to include an underlying quality of health made possible because of an optimally elongated spine, a solidly anchored pelvis, a core of stability at the deepest level, relaxed natural breathing, elastic superficial muscles free from excess tension, a capacity to deeply relax, open, free moving joints. With all of these qualities intact, true fitness would look like the people on the following page. End quote. On the following page is a beautiful display of people from all different kinds of cultures and traditions in beautiful alignment. So fitness is not about buff muscles, nor is it about being able to run for 3 hours straight. Natural fitness appears in you when you are relaxed and not stressed, when you have long elastic muscles that make it easy to express your joints' full range of motion. It includes a responsive core, not one that is ripped or sucked in all the time. It includes a pelvis that is a foundation for the spine to rest within, and it's about that spine being elongated, not compressed. Back to Kathleen, quote, health, on the other hand, reflects far more than just an absence of disease. It is an underlying quality of the entire organism that suggests a heart that functions well, with blood flowing freely through unrestricted blood vessels, breathing that is smooth and efficient, a nervous system that regularly restores itself in the parasympathetic mode and efficiently transmits messages to and from the brain, and an overall condition of the body that is not likely to succumb to disease anytime soon. In spite of whatever contributions currently defined physical fitness does make in promoting good health, it promises none of these things. In fact, fitness, when defined as performance ability, does not even require that the body actually be in good health. End quote. Performance is one thing and health is another. Many athletes diminish their health for increased performance. Runners keep running when they are sore and create premature wear and tear in the joints. Some athletes even take illegal drugs to enhance their chances of success, even though they know the drug will be detrimental to their health long term. What's fun to realize, though, is that engaging in injury prevention activities will actually boost your performance. Heeding that sore knee is a signal to stop and take action to repair your biomechanics is much smarter than running through your pain. And the next key idea we are now going to discuss is, are you weight bearing? Question mark. Quote, exercise such as walking that is done briskly and with weight solidly through a deep connected heel also shows evidence of contributing to bone health. As usual, skeletal alignment and how weight is borne through the entire skeleton is really mentioned, even in connection with weight-bearing exercise. End quote. Most people think that weight-bearing exercise is about lifting weights, but it's not. It's about having the correct alignment and movement patterns so that your body parts, especially the bones, are being loaded by your body weight. We have forgotten the importance of our alignment and our weight-bearing capacity. High heels change the joint angles at your ankles, knees, hips, and spine. The bones are no longer vertical and hence are not carrying as much weight or load through them. High heels unload your hip joint. High heels, and any heel for that matter, are therefore makers of osteoporosis of the head of the femur and other parts of your body. It's not about how much weight you are carrying, it's about how your body is carrying the weight. Our skeleton can only fully carry the weight of the body in optimal natural alignment. Natural alignment creates the loads that signals to bones to build up their density. Natural alignment is therefore a maker of strong bones. Ditch the heels and get your skeleton aligned and significantly reduce your chance of getting osteoporosis. Get your femurs vertical. Have a look in a mirror. Is your femur vertical or is it tipping forward? You want it to be vertical. Okay, so that's the end of this note, but I implore you not to make it the end of your work with Kathleen Porter. I got so much out of reading this book and especially from looking at the pictures. The book is filled with great pictures of Native peoples and those living more traditional lives in awesome alignment. Sadly, it is also filled with Western humans in really poor alignment. Get the book to see the difference. So a little bit more about Kathleen. Kathleen is the director of the Center for Natural Alignment in Portland, Oregon. She offers programs for people with posture-related pain and for children and teachers in classrooms. She has taught principles of natural alignment at the University of Hawaii, at HILO, the National College of Natural Medicine in Portland, Oregon, and the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. She lives in Portland, Oregon. Check out her website, naturalposturesolutions.com. Of course, I'm the author of this note. You can find out more about me and find more notes at mindinmovement.co.nz, or you can get in touch with me at hazel@mindandmovement.co.nz. And I hope you enjoyed the content of this note, but please remember that is not medical advice and should not be used as such. Thank you so much for listening today. Go out there, spend some time in nature, and get your bones lined up. Have a great day.